Media Litter Sandwich is a Pod Bros exclusive.
Today on Media Litter Sandwich, we talked about...
Treating subjects with respect.
Yep, and ethics.
And waivers.
Lots and lots of waivers.
Yeah, we might fight about waivers a little bit.
And your reputation.
Welcome to Media Litter Sandwich, episode 27. I'm here with Mark Monster.
Yeah, crazymark.com.
William.
Well, you know, it's always about me, man.
Allaboutwilliam.com. And, of course, I'm Scotty Myali, better known as Toden, from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. The recording date, now, I'm sure most people know this, but we record in the future, or in the past, excuse me.
Great Scott!
As I would hope we record in the past, unless we have
a podcast. Are really good at edits, though. So.
Well, the recording date is January 25th, correct?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Someone who I admired very, very much passed away today. So I just want to give a brief acknowledgement to Mary Tyler Moore and her work. I don't know what the age of the audience out there, but she was on Dick Van Dyke, and then she had her own show, Mary Tyler Moore, which she was the producer of. Apparently, everyone says she was a fantastic boss. Y'all knew she was a boss, but it wasn't all by her rules. And she played, I believe she was the first unmarried single person, working person on TV or something like that. And
yeah.
And just a huge icon. She was my first celebrity crush, but I guess that's beside the point. Either her or Cindy Williams. I'm not completely sure, but I watched a lot of Nick at Night as a child.
Yeah, her name's in the Weezer song.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anyone says.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Well, we do. He does. You know.
Yeah. But she did have a lot of class, and I don't know if Buddy Holly had a lot of class, since we just mentioned the song Weezer did called Buddy Holly.
Yes, he did. But apparently.
That's the theme of today's episode: class and ethics. We've touched on it a lot. William, want to catch us up on what today's subject is?
Class versus grass.
No, class versus crass.
I'm sorry.
Crass.
Yeah, I'm bad at pronunciations and remembering
what
stuff.
What does crass mean?
Crass means, okay, let's go ahead and take a look at that Sid and Nancy movie. Sid is over for dinner, and he's at the dinner table without a T-shirt on, without a shirt on, you know? Or crass is something to where, oh, I want to get more hits, so I'm going to instigate a fight, or I'm going to get somebody doing something out of their character that may embarrass them, you know, which would, of course, endanger your name. So we're going to talk about class, meaning keeping it real, versus crass, you know, all of a sudden you're catching drama because you did something wrong.
Okay, so that's what crass means. William, go ahead and catch us up. Or not. So, you know, what brings this up is we're looking at some articles, and some people, when it comes to editing, they forget about that class and treating their talent. There's a billion examples of sometimes they Photoshop a talent beyond the point where the talent, like, even recognizes themselves anymore. There's other times where the biggest example pops in my head is signing, you know, having someone sign a waiver, and they look at the waiver and they goes, oh, you could edit this any way you want.
Ooh.
Well,
dangerous.
Well, that's, it's in your guys' waivers, right? Because you can't give the, you can't always give the talent approval.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, as far as things go, once you sign that waiver, be very careful. Read it. The last thing you want to do is see your head photoshopped onto a gorilla or something worse.
Maybe we should edit that point out, because the thing is that's what's in my waiver. What's in your waiver?
Uh-oh. What about you?
I pretty much have it set up where I can edit it any way I please.
Yes. I mean, you kind of have to.
Yes.
but to within taste, you know?
Right, but yes. Whose taste, though? I mean, now, that's where ethics comes to play.
So as not to degrade the reputation of the subject.
But the thing is the subject's going to have their own opinion.
Yeah. So
I mean, they're going to be like, hey, look, my makeup was, if I'm in a zombie thing, let's say some of their makeup was coming undone, I can't tell they're a freaking zombie. Yep. But they were like, well, that degrades my character because I've done this character for years and the makeup just wasn't right. It's an opinionated term.
Yeah. And most lawyers would actually advise to avoid saying stuff like to taste, anything that could be vague.
Right. So you want to be specific, in other words. Say, for example, you're being shot, once again, you're being videotaped or recorded at that given moment in time, and that only will be presented later on at that given moment in time and not altered to be anything else other than that particular...
I'm not putting that in my waiver, because if you're shooting a movie, what if you're shooting in front of a green screen? Then you're altering that place and time.
Yes, you are.
But that's why the waivers are so vague. You have to, you have to say, hey, I'm going to edit this, and I'm going to edit how I want, and that's the waiver they're going to sign. Whoa. I mean, I that's where your personal ethics comes to play. I don't want to do, I'm not going to do anything to someone else that I don't want done to me.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. Go ahead, Wood.
Yeah, I was going to say, one, his waivers are not vague, they're broad.
Oh, excuse me. You're right. They're broad.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah. And
we are not lawyers, by the way.
No, we are not.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
You can go to any of those many different legal websites to check out the different contracts and items that they
have. Right. Don't take what we say as a gold stamp or chiseled in stone.
Yeah.
We are not lawyers, so do not take any of this as legal advice. I'm sorry. Go ahead, William.
So you kind of do want to avoid having anything that's vague. And like he said, where the makeup's just coming off and you don't know it, they could probably sue you just for defamation because it's in your waiver. And you just now finding out when you're going to court.
I just want to point the fact that I take something away from Mark that he's hitting the table with, and so he grabs his water and slams it against the table. He was like, no, you will not take away my fun.
Yeah, don't take away my fun. But no, honestly, if somebody's going before a green screen or they're going out to be videotaped or recorded for a particular subject matter, they know, like, say, for example, you're going to be in the latest Scooby-Doo movie, then you're signing that contract.
Or the audio-only audience, he's holding up a Scooby-Doo doll.
Or video that you're going to be in that given particular feature and that you will be compensated as such or treated as such. You're not going to show up in something questionable down the road. So there are statutes of limitations that happen for these guys who haven't seen a contract. They're huge, but when we're talking on the level of like producers like us, who only have maybe a 1 or 2 page contract, it's pretty much on the level and simplified.
Okay, so this, I want to split this to two parts on what you just said. One, if you are dealing with a movie set or something, you've kind of got an idea what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if I approach you at a con or something, you don't know what I'm doing. You just assume it's event video, which most, for me, it is. And if you're truly worried about stuff like that, research the person. I have been told no when... Yeah, I know William's been told no too when we're at events.
Same here.
But, and honestly, at events, we should always be carrying waivers and everyone sign it. But there's also other things that go into play. The reason we don't, because it takes a little bit of time and the expectation of privacy. You said yes, you're in a cosplay and in a place. There's not much expectation of privacy. You know what's going on. That's all what the news goes off of as well. Although when you're on a movie set, you want to have waivers because you could possibly make money off of that. Now, looking at waivers, my original point was, yeah, sometimes people look at the waivers and go, well, you could do whatever you want to me. Well, the short answer is yes. However, I'm not. I don't have that kind of time on my hands. If you think I'm going to do something like that, by all means, do not sign the waiver. That's where I feel like there needs to be, you know, if you don't trust me, that's fine. You know, you can do research. If you don't trust me, that's fine. But most of the time, people aren't going to do that. But some people do that. And that's where ethics, and I feel like hopefully the reputations of people with the bad ethics will come through.
Yeah, and speaking of which, as we get further down the legal brick road, I just want to bring us back to Class and Crass. You've got a lot of great points there, Toden. But let's take a look at Class versus Crass in editing out golden moments. Have you had any experience there, William, with you're in a situation and you've caught some questionable things that you're not going to bring to the light of day?
Well, it depends on what you mean by questionable. But I have cropped photos so that somebody that was just in the background that happened to get in the photo, mm-hmm. who was drinking. I don't want that in there. Not because I don't like drinking or anything, because I don't know if they want their photo out there with them drinking.
Yeah, I've done the same thing. Or I'm going through something and like, oh, the person behind them's picking their nose. Can't have that.
Yep.
Especially when you're editing live footage. It's, you want audience shots. If you have multiple cameras, you want audience shots. But you don't want to just grab the person. You know, people sleep during a lot of live events, especially if they're lectures. You know, this person has a great view on their face, or they have the, you know, they're responding, they're nodding their head, they're laughing. Person next to them is sleeping. You kind of, you know, you got to make your choices, and you really don't, you'd rather sacrifice that shot because you don't want to show someone sleeping, picking their nose, or doing whatever people do when they don't think anyone's watching.
And you use that wonderful zoom in or frame function to get rid of the sleeper and show the person all freaking out over here.
Which you can't always do when you're doing a live event. But
But
in post, you're going to be looking for another shot.
Yeah, all those constraints and whatnot. Yeah, money, time. Now, we also covered something here regarding your popularity. You know, how far would you go for that popularity versus the reputation of another person? I mean, are you going to sacrifice yourself for your reputation, their reputation? I mean, Toden, have you?
I don't want to be sued. If that's a good answer, I don't want to be sued. I don't want someone to be upset with me. I mean, those are my ethics. I know there's a lot of prankster channels out there.
Oh yeah, pranks.
You know, I find more and more of these prankster channels that do things are actually staged. But there's prankster channels that they lie, they'll lie, cheat, steal, whatever, to get those shots. And they do some very ethically questionable things to become famous and to get the videos out there. I personally would not do that. Maybe that's why we only have so many views.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, Will, have you ever been tempted down that road?
Not really.
Oh, man.
Never mind. I have had a photo shoot in which I had somebody in a questionable position, which she allowed, and it went into her portfolio.
All right.
But it's not in mine, and I did think about putting it into mine. Just because I knew I would get the views, but then I was like, no.
I just left it to them, because I'll tell you, there's this one time I was in contact with someone who claimed that they could create a viral video with me. They said, okay, meet me out here at this particular given time. I went to this one location, and this crazy character showed up and sat across from me and said, I can get us millions and millions of hits and lots of money. And at the time, I was down in dough, and I said, hey, I got to see if I can't trust this guy. But then after listening to him barble and garble on about how we're going to instigate a fight somewhere and get blood happening, and we're going to plant cameras and catch things, I thought to myself, oh, no. This is something that could end up, you know, me ending up in jail, mm-hmm. you know, as an accessory. And at that point in time, I said, no way. So whenever you're low on dough and someone comes out of left field and says they can promise you lots of hit and lots of payola or what is it, monetization, resist the temptation.
You know, I can't tell people what to do or what not to do, but I have footage of people, you know, tripping on their face, you know, things that they'd rather not out there. Yes, if you go through all my videos, you will find some videos of people tripping. I have a lot of parade-type videos. It happens. Mm-hmm. But there's also times where I have not put up there, you know, where it's just like, you know what? I don't think the person would appreciate that. I don't need that shot. You know, and that's a lot of them. It's like, do I really need this shot? No, I don't. I don't want to put that out there. I don't need, you know, you know, certain things I just don't need to do. But yeah, again, I've had people come up to me too. It has to do with your own ethics, obviously. And that's what it is. All right, you know, how far are you willing to go? Well, I'm willing to go pretty far in an ethical manner. I'm not willing to endanger myself, endanger my equipment, endanger anybody else. Or gets endanger somebody else mentally if I know about it. I mean, it's quite possibly I've done things that maybe offended people. I'm not so much worried about that. I don't care about that.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to offend anybody, but I'd rather offend somebody than do, you know, than mentally hurt somebody. And also, I'd rather offend somebody and educate somebody versus, you know, and I'm, that's not my goal. I forgot what the next thing was.
So you'd rather tell, so in other words, Toad, you'd rather tell the truth than exaggerate then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, you should see, man, Scott gets to a con and all the cosplayers come running out of the woodwork. No. Shoot me, video. And they're like, oh, dancing around stuff, you know. And it's like, yeah. What about you, William? Do they come running out of the woodwork?
Sometimes I get some weird ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lately, people thinking I have a video camera because so many people are now doing video on DSLRs.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I was waiting for that to happen because that's one of the reasons why I don't go with a DSLR because everyone poses thinking I have a photography camera. People do that with the camera I have now thinking it's a photography camera.
Well, at YumaCon, I had it happen a couple times.
Okay.
So far, it's the only con that it has happened at.
Okay. I don't know if it'll ever, like, continually happen because you're always going to have photographers.
Yes.
See, that's
where I'm not sure.
That's where I want to turn the tables here on the respect factor, too, and say to all you out there who are listening who may not be a photographer or a videographer, have a little respect for us when we're at the con, when we have our hands full. Don't come running up and say, oh, shoot me, you know? Just kind of take it easy. Chill.
It's weird because I half agree with that and I half disagree with it because I've had things where people have around, like, hey, look, you're going to want to grab this. And then it's something, I totally want to grab that. Thank you. And then other times it's like, yeah, it's not going to appear on film as you think it's going to appear on film.
Yeah.
I mean, I always say when in doubt, ask. And I always appreciate people even thinking of me. You know, I mean, there's some people thinking, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be famous. Other people think it's like, dude, someone's got to archive this. Yeah. That's happened to me a few times. We're like, look, I don't know who you are, but somebody has to archive this thing over here. Sometimes it would work out. Sometimes it wouldn't work out. Because sometimes it does work out, I don't want to say don't ever do it. And sometimes it's common courtesy. I've done that to people. One time I was at a zombie walk where I instigated, I ended up getting like 5 or 10 zombies to attack a news van. And the
camera, man, that got big publicity.
And the camera person from that news organization had his back completely turned to it. So I start yelling his name, like, hey, you're going to want to get this. You're going to want to get this. He didn't get it. Now, he did get a shot later on of one zombie attacking the van, but I have a shot of 10 zombies attacking the van.
And that got featured later on.
I
That got spread all over the internet.
I'm not sure if that one got spread.
Yes, it did. I saw
that.
Oh, the
one with the cop car
got
spread.
The one with the cop car did, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a different one.
Yeah. But yeah, Scott's right, you know. I mean, even though, I mean, he usually has a couple people in tow when he's out at the functions, the events and everything. So usually he
can. Not always, but I try.
Most of the times, yeah. If you've got your, was it your cousin?
My nephew. But there's been a lot of, most of the zombie walks and cons. This past year, he was at me. With me for at least half of them, but and Williams with me for quite a few of them, but yeah. There's still times where I'm by myself. Like this past weekend, I was by myself.
Cause yeah, I've traveled alone, and you know when I only have two hands and can only be in so many places.
Oh man, yeah, I once or twice I got accused of having having an incorporation. All of a sudden, I got three or four people with me, like Monroe Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
Two shout-outs to Gary. Gary's fantastic. We love Gary.
Hey, Gary, what up, man?
Over great guy.
Yeah, sponsor Crazy Mark TV down there in Monroe County. And also, yeah, I remember that at Monroe Comic Con. Mark, you got to shoot us because Toten's busy, and you need to come. And I was busy working an interview with somebody at the other side of the con, you know? And I was like, okay, I'll get to it. And by the time I got halfway there, they come running the other way, and you're... Your cousin, yeah, right. Your nephew is chasing after them. And there they go.
Oh! I know what you're talking about. The Chicken Dance.
Yes.
No, the Ghostbusters running around chasing Stay Puffed everywhere.
Beetlejuice.
Ended in
Beetlejuice.
The Chicken Dance.
Yeah, in a Chicken Dance.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yes. Which I was able. They did it again later on, and I do have the Chicken Dance up there on Facebook because of copywriting issues. I didn't want to put it on YouTube. If Facebook takes it off, so be it. I just didn't want to put my AdSense in check. So I put it on, which I do believe the Chicken Dance is under copyright.
I'm not sure.
I'm not quite sure. I know Happy Birthday's finally not in it no more.
That's finally public domain. Yeah.
Finally public domain. Good. But that's beside the point.
But yeah,
but that's on Facebook. A 360 Chicken Dance with Beetlejuice and Ghostbusters.
And me taking our picture.
It's awesome. I've seen it, man. But
yeah.
But yeah, while we're talking about this class versus crass, treating subjects with respect, do we have anything else to add to our forum today?
You know, just be honest. If you're gonna do something that is, if you know, we read an article today about a photographer. I don't want to give too much away because I don't want to describe everything what it is, but it's basically people going to a war memorial and then photoshopping people doing quote unquote silly things with, you know, with things photoshopped in to remind you this is a war memorial.
Yeah.
So it looked really, really either just out of place and not, I don't think it was super respectful at all, either to the memory or to these tourists.
Yeah, either way.
You know, maybe if they taught, I don't know if they told these tourists what they were doing, but in that respect, I think you should tell them exactly what you're planning. But technically, they don't have to. And on the other side of that coin, because this is one... Oh, go ahead,
was it downloaded? I didn't read the article. I know you did.
Okay.
Like, weren't they photos that were downloaded and then edited?
That could have been it, too.
Yeah.
I think it's completely... because then you're violating someone's copyright.
So. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right. Then again, you got the Photoshop guys that make jokes out of other people's photos. But they say, hey, can't you know... Hey, you're a Photoshop guy. Can you Photoshop this, take this girl out of this picture? So he Photoshops the picture where he's holding, you know, where the girl to take out, she's the only one in the picture with him with his arm around her. It's like, yeah, I took her out. We had a good time. that they gave permission for him to edit. Just so happens he did it in a different way, which was his thing. If you look up his profiles, that's what he's known for.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he'll do what you ask him. He'll just do it in a very silly way, you know.
Yeah, you got to draw the line for humor somewhere before it becomes a disrespect of something that is quote-unquote sacred.
I do want to mention something that it's not disrespectful. It's something that you just have to be aware of. People that sign waivers if they know that their stuff is going to go into like a stock footage site, that footage can be, you know, can be used in any number of manners, because we're starting seeing more and more lawsuits of people saying, I did not want this photo to be used in this way or for this billboard or for this, because now I'm a face of something that I don't support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You agreed to be in a stock footage shoot.
Read the contract.
Nobody knows how that's going to be used, because on stock footage sites, literally anyone with a membership to it can use for anything they want.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember some of the particular ones, but so, you know, one was on a political ad they didn't want to be on. Well, it was, you're in a stock footage site. That's where they got it from.
Several years ago, someone tried to get me into their creative group and serve me a contract of umpteen pages, which I in turn passed along to a legal consultant who said, Mark, if you join this creative group, which says that they're going to have large residuals of monies for you later on, they have rights to all your creative items that go way back, all of them, all your creative items. So they could take whatever I've created in the past or the future and do whatever they choose. So read that contract.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some very vague contracts that yep. ask for stuff like that.
Yes.
All right, so wrapping up.
Yes.
Read that contract. If you don't think your talent is going to go for something, tell them anyways, because you'd rather them agree to something and then change their mind later on, or worse, try to sue you. And that's why you have waivers. If you don't know, have them sign a waiver. We don't always do it because of other things, you know, speed, them knowing that they're going to be on camera. Still have them say something into the camera. But really, the best advice, I'm not a lawyer, but legal advice, always have someone sign a waiver. But treat people with respect.
Yes.
Treat them with respect. Treat them with respect.
Class versus crass. Respect over your own beneficial, whatever. Anything that benefit you at their expense. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't be that guy that people say, oh, he's an example. Don't be an example. And for some reason, you do end up being that person that is that example, that is, quote unquote, that guy. You learn from that experience and you move on. Don't let that keep you stuck. Just move on, learn from it, and move on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm with
Crazy Mark Monster here
from crazymark.com, and we also with
William McCormick from allaboutwilliam.com,
and I'm Toden from toden.com, youtube.com/todenk. We're with Pod Bros. Check out the Pod Bros site. They have a lot of cool things going on over there.
Podbros.com.
Yep, they even have extra shows if you check out their Patreon. If you become, they have special things over there too. I hope you enjoyed our discussion.
See ya.